if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
2013, he presented this idea, and it was such an ambitious idea. We had to shelve it for a year, and then together we brought in Special Ops Infectant in 2014.
We both have that drive and that motivation and ambition to try and work on something together, and that's all we wanted to do is create a fun attraction.
For Halloween 2016, Knott's Berry Farm is teeming with zombies, courtesy of John Aspirin and John Cook. They're the co-designers of the interactive zombie Infected Mazes, which premiered there in 2014. And at Scarelay's 2016 Summer Halloween Convention in Pasadena, they previewed the third installment of their story. This one's called Black Ops Infected and is the Halloween 2016 edition. John Aspirin explained how zombies first captured his creative imagination.
I was extremely interested. I think the moment was after watching Dawn of the Dead, the original George Romero movie, and that's when it triggered. And after that, there were a lot of, you know, I noticed that there were games, video games that involved the whole idea of being attacked by a horde. And one of those games was an actual coin-op game, a video game called Gauntlet, which is a four-person game in which you just had a constant wave of, you know, orcs and elves and skeletons and monsters just coming at you down dark corridors, and you and your friends had the opportunity just to unload on them. And it was a game that had unlimited levels, which was one of the things that, you know, attracted me. And the idea of the hordes with the zombies and the hordes in the video game, it just all sort of clicked, and that's what really interested me.
How do you go from playing Gauntlet to creating Infected?
I think when we created Infected, and how it went from that to this was the whole idea, you know, like my partner John Cook mentioned, was our fascination and our interest when we discovered haunt mazes and how we would want to integrate and instill what we enjoyed as kids and share it with everyone else. And how we met, in fact, also plays a large part into how Infected came about. And we actually both used to work at another company, and you know, and we met because of this whole love for haunt. And at our facility, I was a general manager of a company, and I created this zombie interactive maze that first started by the use of airsoft players and paintball players, inspired by airsoft and paintball players to be more exact. And some of these games that I developed along with some of my friends for these players that would visit our location involved these immense detailed storylines. And, you know, it all kind of sort of just evolved into the moment when John and I met. And, you know, he worked at Knott's at the time, and 2013 he presented this idea, and it was such an ambitious idea that we had to shelve it for a year, and then I came on board, and, you know, together we brought in Special Ops Infected in 2014.
You have an idea, you're working on it for a year, now it's time to get that thing ready. What's involved the day that it's supposed to go? What's that first day like?
Of course the jitters. I think, you know, we do have such a wide variety of different people involved in it, and there's just so many wheels turning that what it's like on the first day is absolute anticipation. There's feelings of anxiety, obviously, stress, lack of sleep, you know, from the dress rehearsal the night before. But what involves of it is just a huge, awesome combination of teamwork from our Knott's build team, our lighting department, down to the artistic side with myself and John, and making sure that our talent believes, as well as the behind-the-scenes team, all believe in the one goal, which is put on an excellent show and a one-of-a-kind experience for our guests.
John Cook, let's get you into this, too. I was just asking John Aspirin about meeting you and what that was like starting to collaborate on the maze that you made.
It was like a long-lost brother that you never knew until you met, and it was just everything just seemed to click. It's like one of those people that, here's all our monster friends.
Back to our interview, sorry.
Good hunts, bro.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bringing Knott's up.
That was awesome, and I got it live on tape.
I'm glad you captured that moment.
All right, so what's...
It was like literally like meeting a long-lost brother. Everything clicked, and we both have that drive and that motivation and ambition to try and work on something together, and that's all we wanted to do is create a fun attraction.
Now, who are these that just introduced themselves to us?
That is the Decayed Brigade. They're made up of all our various monsters from Knott's Scary Farm. They're our elite sliders, so they come out to all the conventions and they do all their slideshows.
What was that like as your maze grew, as Black Ops Infected grew over the years? What were some of the best creative mistakes you made, and what were some of your major victories?
Well, it was uncharted territory, so we knew walking in there were going to be mistakes made. We were just trying to limit the mistakes made. I really wish we would have found a way to do the queue so we didn't have to do a reservation system. Like, for me, we want everybody, as many people to experience it as possible. And it was hard for us to watch, like, even though it was cool, like, within 10 minutes of the park opening, all reservations were gone. And, I mean, that is awesome. It's a testament to the popularity of the attraction. But we want as many people as possible to experience this thing. So that's what I'm really happy about this year, implementing a new system where people can come at any time and go through Infected.
Now that's exciting. So if I want to go to Black Ops Infected this year, what do? I just show up?
I mean, you buy your park admission and then you go jump in line. And that's it.
Or get a Fright Lane pass. And you have that get right to the front. You have priority access to the front of the line on all of our mazes, which is a great thing. So if you want to try to experience all the attractions, that would be one of the awesome options that you'll have, especially with Infected and with any of the other mazes that we have for the year.
I asked that question about mistakes because you said in your presentation we're not afraid to make mistakes. Artistically, what was a really good mistake that taught you something?
I think one of the things that John just mentioned was, you know, the high idea of the reservation system. I think that was a huge learning experience for us. But other mistakes were, you know, what we could do to maximize the experience for the guest. I think one of the obstacles that we had were not factoring in the amount of work and the physicality of what we wanted our talent to do. Some of them exceeded our expectations, but others we had to factor in. So there was a lot of reasonable accommodations that we had to make. But that's always going to be an issue. Those are always going to be mistakes. But our question was that how do we do that? How do we minimize that? How do we control that? How do we get the best of what our talent can provide and really let them shine as talent? And this year, you know, our whole goal is to make sure that we now take a closer look at some of the talent that we have, because they are able to do some incredible stuff. More stuff that I'm sure we're able to see that when we hosted auditions. Now, hopefully we'll have that ability now to actually see what they can do and then let them be a part. Let them have a sense of ownership of Infected and let them do what they do best, which is scare people.
I'm going to ask each of you to give me as much as you can of a preview of Black Ops Infected 2016. I'll start with you, John Cook. Can you tell me what I'm going to experience as I walk in?
So you're going to walk in. You're going to be recruited by our squad leaders. They're going to put you in a squad. They're going to hand you a laser tag rifle. They're going to give you a couple tips and tricks. They're going to give you your mission, and then you're going to be sent on your way. You're going to be sent into our city that we're building, a full built-out city, where you're going to have to navigate the different buildings and locate the source of the outbreak.
That is so cool. John Asprin, what kind of survival tips can you give me as I do this?
Stay in a tight formation with your group. I think when you're staying with the tight formation with your group, you'll have more of an option or more of the chance of surviving. I think if you stray away from your guest, the zombies definitely will attack you. And the zombies are and will be hungry. Well, I'm sure of it. They haven't eaten. We haven't fed them yet. So they'll continue to attack in waves and waves and waves. And make sure to listen to your squad leaders. The squad leaders will give you and will cue you when's the best time to, you know, enter a room or cross the street or what have you. But listen to your squad leaders. Stay close to each other. Don't stray away.
Both of you have been beaming if we've done this. You've been having so much fun with this. What's the time factor on this as a creative person? Because you know how a creative project always expands. Do you get any sleep at all in the weeks before Halloween?
Absolutely not. In fact, we started talking about it even during the haunt season and the previous haunt season back in 2014 on where we'd like to take it. But actually starting to work on the project, we had a week, actually, I think, yeah, about a week of rest time after our last night of haunt in 2015 before we started, you know, masterminding and plotting and started designing. So, but we're excited. We know that there's going to be a huge payoff. We hope that guests are going to have fun. And once we see those smiles of the guests and hear those conversations on the way home from Haunted talking about Infected, it's all going to be worth it. So,
excellent. As we wrap up here, I'm going to ask both you and John Cook two questions. First of all, what's one of the very best resources either of you would recommend to an artist who wants to do something like what you're doing or any other creative? John Cook, I'm starting with you.
Sure. Just get involved. Find a local haunt, and if it's volunteering or getting a job, doing anything you can. That's how I started. I went in to be a monster at Knott's, and I was actually turned away because they were full already. So I just grabbed the job as a carpenter. I had some construction experience. So I just started building the mazes. Then I got a spot as a monster and really just went from there, got in the props department doing the set dressing and prop fabrication, and now I have a full-time job doing this as a designer. So that's my, there's no better way to get into this industry than just going out and doing it.
That sounds like fun too. How about from you, John? Yes.
I think the one thing, if you're attempting to get into the business, is really just meet people. I think talking and networking, that's the most fundamental way to get your name out and to meet the people. And we're not talking about social media. We're talking about a genuine handshake. And I think events like this, like here at Scare LA, and events that we had over the, you know, last weekend, and even at other haunts, you know, it's such an industry that has the potential to grow, and it's all going to start with the handshake and introducing each other. There's going to be opportunities for and doors to open for people to try out or maybe even audition. And I think that's a great way to get started, is to give that genuine handshake to that person that you want to meet, and you'll be surprised on how many doors could open for you.
Thank you. As we wrap up, I'd love to hear each of your favorite all-time fun memories from working on Infected Black Ops.
I think my favorite time working Infected over the last 2 years was actually having the opportunity to act as squad leaders with John and I and take a group in. You know, we're so involved in the logistics, we're so involved in the design process, the training process, that we were able to, for the first time, see what the guests were seeing and see what the squad leaders were seeing and seeing their reactions to this huge buildup. And it was a huge payoff, and everything came full circle. It was awesome.
I'm going to see this. Can I ask you that real quick and then I'll wrap it up?
Sure. One of my favorite moments, our last group of the entire season last year, we had all our entire zombie group get into the last room. So as the guests came into that final room, they were faced with nearly, 100 zombies? And that was just pure chaos, and I loved seeing that.
Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
You and I have been listening to John Aspirin and John Cook, co-designers of the Knott's Scary Farm Halloween maze series, Infected. Their third installment of the interactive story is Black Ops Infected, running at Knott's Berry Farm from now through October 31st. You'll find more information on knottsscaryfarm.com. That's knottsscaryfarm.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's TWOMAVERIX. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.